Revenant.
Okay. So, well, Ina Munster, would you like to read this paragraph in the statements of Sukadev Goswami? Is that the one?
Starting from Rupa Goswami, is that right?
On page 22, down...
Last paragraph, you know,
in the statements. Yeah.
No, in the last one, see, maybe no, it's Sukadev Goswami.
Okay.
So Sukadev, is that the one?
Yes,
sir. So Sukadev Goswami has recommended to Parikshit Maharaj that in order to be fearless of death, one has to hear and chant and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, by all means. He also mentions that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sarvatma. Sarvatma means the super soul of everyone. Krishna is also mentioned as Ishvara, the supreme controller who is situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, if some way or other we become attached to Krishna, he will make us free from all danger. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that anyone who becomes a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Others, however, are always vanquished. Vanquished means that after getting this human form of life, a person does not come out of the entanglement of birth and death, and thus misses his golden opportunity. Such a person does not know where he is being thrown by the laws of nature.
Okay, any questions or comments on this part? Yeah? What does this reveal? Krishna is Ishvara Sarvabhutanam. He is Sarvabhutanam. He is situated in the heart of all living entities. So we can understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in three phases of existence. As the impersonal Brahma, his energy from which everything is manifested. From his energy he's manifested the spiritual world, and from his energy he's manifested the material world. This energy is his own energy coming from his own transcendental personality. And just as the sun and the sun's rays are not different, they're identical. We don't make generally a distinction when we say, oh, here's the sun coming through the window. Actually, that's the sun's energy coming through the window. It's the energy of the sun. It's not different from the sun. It's not the sun planet, but it's the energy of the sun planet. So it's not different from the sun. So although we don't make the distinction, still there's a difference. There's a difference between the sun. If the sun comes into the room, everyone will know about it for the fraction of a moment before you get fried to a crisp. But actually the sun's energy we see coming in through the window. So, but the distinction is,